Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle markets fell on hard times today as we were down the limit in live cattle and in feeder cattle. Now, the first 3 months of the live cattle were $3 lower. October was below $100 for the first time at $98.90. Down $3. Dece down $3 at 100.12. February down the limit as well at 100.42. So really disappointing on the live cattle trade. Feeder cattle contracts were down $4.50 in October and in November. October 123 even, November at 119.42. And now box beef did come down at midday, down $1.83 in choice at 187.94. Select down a penny at 178.93. Now, the cold storage from last week was still what's lingering over the market as we have 476 million pounds. Ideas that will have to come down in order to really get that beef moving, and that will only come down if the price of boxed beef comes down. It has come down significantly, but we're about $50, $60 off the higher or so. But it's still not enough to move beef. Cash trade for the week, it looks like it's going to finish at 103 to 104 on the live cattle. Now, October feeder cattle are now the front month, and they're at about a $10 discount to where the feeder cattle index currently is.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were mixed to close. Corn and beans and Chicago wheat higher, while Kansas City wheat was slightly lower. Mid-morning, we had a USDA quarterly grain stocks and small grain production number report. For the wheat, on the September 1st grain stocks, it was 2.527 billion bushels. So over 2.5 billion bushels. The average guess was 2.4 billion bushels. So we were 125 million bushels more wheat than the average guess. And so that was considered negative. And the other part of that wheat number was the all production. All wheat production, 2.31 billion is expected this next year. The average guess was 2.32, so it was slightly lower than they thought that would happen. Winter wheat, hard red winter wheat, 1.08. That was higher than 1.05 expected. Corn quarterly stocks as of September 1st were 1.738, lower than the 1.754 billion bushels expected. So bullish corn. And then on soybeans, 4 million bushels less than expected at 197. They were looking for 201. So overall, the market reacted as it should have. Bullish for corn and beans, a little bearish for wheat. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.